This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 366 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we have a special guest. He's back. He was on our last episode. His name is David. David, go ahead and let everyone know who you are and where they can find you.
Hey, guys. It's David, a.k.a. The 4K Lowdown, and I am part of the Faces for Radio podcast. You can find us at Faces, the number 4, Radio on YouTube. We're also available on Facebook, Instagram, Letterboxd, all that kind of good stuff.
There you go. Check them out. They review new movies. They do old movies sometimes. They do all kinds of stuff. So check them out everywhere, he just said. All right. Now, this episode, we are continuing on with our Jet Li month. So I accidentally just booked a big martial arts month for us this month, Alex. We have the Police Story movies for our franchise. We're doing Jet Li movies as our themed month. Last week we did Black Mask. I didn't really like it. You liked it a little more than I did. Yeah. This week we're doing a movie I have seen. So this was not a first time watch for me. This is a movie from 2005 called Unleashed. I'm going to give you guys a little backstory, some credits. But before I do, you know, I got to ask Alex, David, I'll start with Alex. Have you ever heard of this movie and had you ever seen it before today?
I never heard of it or seen it. That's what I remember texting you. I was like, this is a very interesting film because I had never seen it. I was
That's
just
true,
like,
you did.
I did. I was like, what is this? Yeah. It's very interesting.
Okay. So you've never heard of it or seen it. David, I'm assuming you've owned it probably. There you go.
Yeah, he has a DVD.
He knew about it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's familiar with the movie. I like that. I saw this actually, like, I think this came out like right after I graduated high school, or I might have been a senior, either one. I saw it when I was like 18 when it came out. So I loved it back then, but I haven't seen it as an adult. It's been like almost 20 years since I've seen this movie. Now, little fun, interesting setup here. This movie has is written by Luc Besson, who is he's a French filmmaker. You might know him from writing and directing things like The Fifth Element. He also did La Femme Nikita. He did The Professional. Some great movies. He's also done some wackadoo movies like Arthur and the Invisibles and Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets or whatever.
Yeah, and Lucy. Wasn't he Lucy?
He was Lucy. Yeah, we did Lucy. That was a weird movie.
That was
Lucy, really yeah.
He's very hit or miss, in my opinion, but talented. I would say he's talented. And as a producer, he's produced a bunch of these kind of European-flavored action films. Think Taken, From Paris with Love, all those. Like, that's Luc Besson produced all those movies. So he wrote this, but it's very European flavored. You know, they don't feel like American action film. This is no different. This was also directed by Louis Leterrier, a French director. We know him from such bangers as The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton, Transporter 2. His most recent film was Fast X. So he's done the gamut. He also did the Now You See Me movies, which I like. They're not really action, but they're good. So these are known people. This is not a film from like some no-name bums, okay? Stars Jet Li. Stars Morgan Freeman. Another no-name bum. Not a no-name bum, I should say. Bob Hoskins. Huh? Come on. So I'm very interested to see what you guys think of this movie. But before we do, let me give you these Rotten Tomato scores. I'm going to be honest. They're higher than I thought they were going to be. I don't know why. I just thought they would be lower. The critics has this at a 66%, which it's not amazing, but it is fresh. It is still fresh. I thought that was going to be lower. The audience score is actually at a 75%. Regular old people like us seem to enjoy this movie. Now, do they think it's 10 out of 10? Maybe not, but they seem to enjoy it. Do you find these numbers surprising at all now that you've seen the movie, Alex?
Nope. Not at all.
David, do you find anything interesting in these numbers, or are they on par for what you would think?
I'm surprised by the critics' numbers. I thought that would be lower considering the style of film, but no, I'm pleased with the numbers. I think it's good. But yeah, the critics' number kind of surprised me a little bit.
Like right after I checked the scores to write down after I watched the movie, and I was like, dang, I thought this would be like, I thought they would be like 45. It's too violent. It's too whatever. But nope. They mostly liked it. All right, one last cool fun fact, and then we're going to review the movie. The fight choreography in this is done by none other than Wu Ping Yuen. Now, Alex, if you don't know that name, because I know, David, you're into martial arts movies, so I'm assuming you're familiar. Alex, you may not be familiar with the name, right? But just a couple of things that he did fight choreography for. Kill Bill, both of the Kill Bill movies. Unleashed, obviously, that we're about to do. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Never saw it.
Black Mask. Okay. Fist of Legend. Tai Chi Master. Iron Monkey. Let's see, I'm trying to think newer movie. Oh, our movie that we're doing next week, The Forbidden Kingdom. Ip Man 3. He's done fight choreography for a lot of the biggest martial arts movies like ever. So he's a very well known. So if we're going to get to that when we get to the action. All right, let's jump into the review. David, you get to go first. We're going to be talking about our lead character. He's just got one name. His name is Danny. So what did you think of Jet Li as Danny?
I'm a huge Jet Li fan. Love his movies. This is an interesting character for him because of how he's portrayed in this movie and also with Bob Hoskins and how they're connected. So I can't give full marks here because I'm like, I wasn't feeling the lead until his character developed over the course of the film because he seemed really simple in the beginning, just like a mindless rage monster, right? So I went 3.5 because he does develop over the course of the film. I went a little bit higher. I was at a 3 initially, but I gave it a half a point because he does kind of become a real boy at the end. So yeah, 3.5 was where I landed.
Nice. Okay, 3.5. Alex, what did you give?
Okay. So, all right. So this is the first time I watched this movie. And I texted Nate. I was like, I can't give Nate that much information right of me watching this movie. So I was like, let me give him some tad bits going, this is an interesting film.
He said, Nate, this movie is very interesting.
Yeah, let me, okay. Let's see. Yes. I said, Nate, this Unleashed film, very unique, very interesting. And then Nate answered with his cocky answer back.
I only pick interesting
movies. That's right. So I was just like, okay. But that's all I'm giving them. Because honestly, for all the Jet Li films that I watch, and I haven't watched many, we're going to be covering a lot coming throughout the years and whatever, as long as
this year, we have like 10 yeah. or something. Yeah.
So for the films that I saw already, from The Expendables, from other ones, I don't even damn know the names, I will say this is one of his best actings. I will say that. I'm giving him a 5. And this is why. I really was engaged with it. And I understand what you're talking about, Dave. Like, the beginning, I was like, okay, he kind of the same. Oh, you got the thing. You take off the collar. He's beating ass. But once I start to see him acting-wise, I was like, oh, he really brought that character to life. And I started to feel bad for him. Like, this, they just use him to whip people's asses, and he doesn't know. I'm going to tell you, well, this is not the only score I'm giving you, but you're going to see throughout this joint, I'm going to be talking, but I really liked him. And not because of the martial arts. I just think the way he acted with the characters, and especially him and Bob Hoskins got great chemistry on screen. And Bob Hoskins, we all know him from Roger Rabbit, and I know that's the next segment, which is main villain. But I'm just saying is in terms of him, because there's movies that he does with other people, and I never felt it. Like when we did Black Mask, him and the other chick didn't have that chemistry. I was just like, eh, it is what it is.
He's not that great in that movie.
But him and the hot chick that was in Black Mask, they did. Yeah, they had chemistry. So it was kind of weird. But this one, he had chemistry, even with Morgan Freeman. Like, honestly, and he was blind. I was like, yo, these dude. And the character himself, I kind of liked him. Because to me, I felt like he had like a special need type of in him. Like he wasn't talking much. He had to learn a lot through Morgan Freeman with music. And I think because I'm a musician, I kind of like the music aspect of the film, and it elevated it to me. To me, it did. I could see it from everybody else's point of view, but for me, I think there was a lot of elements to this. I was like, man, this is a very different style of action movie where it's kind of like a special needs music element within that. So I saw the movie in a different aspect of it. Morgan Freeman did a hell of a job as the blind guy. And the daughter, which is played by
Carrie Condon, which was weird to see.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was in this movie.
She was really, I don't never seen her before. She was really good. Like I felt the entire, like they perfectly casted this movie. So anyway, I don't be rambling on the whole thing, but a 5. I gave it a 5.
So yeah, Carrie Condon, she's kind of blowing up recently because of Banshees of Inisherin, and she got nominated for an Oscar recently.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, and she was also in that new Liam Neeson movie that was really good, that In the Land of Saints and Sinners, which Alex, you will like it. David, you will like it too. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's really good. She was a villain in that movie, and she's badass. I'm not even lying. So she had kind of a late career resurgence here because I didn't even know when I saw her name in the opening credits, I was like, she's in this movie. And then she's like the kid, like the teenage girl. She's also the voice of Friday in the Marvel movies. If you guys didn't know that, the little AI thing for Tony Stark, that's her. Okay. I didn't see this happening. I'm going to be honest. I'm surprised at both of your scores.
No. Oh.
And I'm surprised that I gave this a 5. I thought David's was going to be higher. I thought Alex's was going to be lower. That's why I'm surprised. But you know what it is? It's such a unique We've watched, this is the 366th movie we've, not that we've seen, but that we've reviewed.
Yeah.
We've seen way more, obviously. But within this podcast, I can't think of a character that's similar to this Mm-mm. that we've done. It's very unique.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like doesn't talk, then but he knows how to talk. He understands, you know, English. And this has to do more with the story, but they don't really explain how the whole thing works. Like he takes off the collar, all of a sudden he does, they put it back on and he's calm. But, you know, watching his journey go from just being essentially a dog. He's a dog. He's mm-hmm. a human dog. He's a pit bull. They let him off the chain. He kills people. To becoming, and he's like a kid. He's like a little kid, to Alex's point. He's scared. He hides under the bed at that one part. You know, like he's like a child. And then to see him, you know, kind of grow up as the course of the movie goes on, it's very endearing. I think the performance is great. I'm not even going to lie. I thought Jet Li was fantastic. Even at the end, when they're at the concert, he's like, oh, the bow tie. You know, does the bow tie look good? And very human. Like, I'm surprised they were able to get a French director and a Chinese actor, and they were able to get that kind of lock in and get that performance. So I know we don't score the performance per se, but I do think it was great. But the character was interesting. He goes on the journey. David, to your point, yeah, he starts off one way, and by the end, he's a totally different guy. He doesn't even want to do violence anymore. He wants to listen to piano music. He's going to go move to New York with them and just be normal and flick melons. So I enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed this character. I liked the journey. I'm surprised. I did not think I was going to give it a 5 either. So, but I gave it a 5. I loved him. I thought Danny, unsung hero of action films. Let's get released.
Unleash 2, released. Yes.
All right, let's go to our main villain. He's Bart, or Uncle Bart, as he keeps calling himself. This is Bob Hoskins. Of course, he got henchmen, but he's the main villain. Alex, what'd you think?
Oh, man, this guy's good. Bob Hoskins is good. All right, this has to be the third villain that we did in 365 episodes that was a villain. Like, I mean, purebred villain. He pretty much screwed this kid's mind up, Jet Li's mind up, right? He killed his mom, took him in, trained him to be a pet, and then he just, like, the guy's enforcer. Pretty much, that's what he is. And that's all he was. He gets money, and he gets nothing. They put him in a cage, they take off his thing, and that's it. And they pick on him, and I feel so bad. Like, that's why I guess, like, it's just, and the thing in the movie, he does get his hands dirty. Bob Hawkins, he bleeds, he fights.
He breaks that guy's leg with a nightstick.
Yeah, club. And then he unleashes the guy, and I was like, oh my God. And then you see all the fighting kicks in. Again, he gets his hands dirty, and that's what I want. There's no mastermind here. There's nothing like that. This is just a straight good guy, bad guy type thing.
He's a crime boss, like a gangster.
Yeah.
He's like a gangster.
Yeah, pretty much. He wants his money, and the only way he gets his money is by unleashing Jet Li, and he inflicts damage to all these guys. And that's it. Who's the boss? And I kind of like it. I thought this worked for this movie. Bob Hawkins, I mean, I don't watch much Bob Hawkins movies besides, like, Roger Rabbit. This got to be the second one or third or whatever.
Hook, remember?
He was Smee. Oh, he's Smee. Yeah, he was great. But what I mean is like, every time he's on screen, he acts. Like, I mean, he's a good actor. I mean, I just got to say, for this movie, this is a hell of a... I give him a 5. Another 5 Very for nice. Villain.
All right, David, what do you got?
Okay, so this is why I gave the lead a 3.5. I gave the villain a 5 here as well, because Bob Hoskins' character created Danny. He was the one who molded, shaped him, and made him the person he was, even at the end with the death of his mother. So I think that Bob Hoskins basically is the one who created this whole thing. He's the mastermind. He's brutal. He's vicious. He's horny. And he never gets laid.
Yeah, that's mad funny. That's true.
He's always getting interrupted. And that would turn me into a crime boss if somebody interrupted me so many times during sex. I'd be like, all right, that's it. I'm killing everybody. So yeah, now I went a 5. I think Bob Hoskins did a fantastic job here. I hated him and I loved him for it.
Well said, both of you. I thought he was great. I love Bob Hoskins. He should have been, and this movie reminded me of early Guy Ritchie. I was talking with Alex a little bit off. It reminded me of Lock, Stock a little bit, like the way it looks, some of that stuff. He should have been in a Guy Ritchie movie. I missed opportunity to get him in one of his early films. He would have been amazing. He's scary. That's the thing. He looks like he reminds me of Robert, our buddy Robert, because he's built like Robert. He just like looks like a portly, nice little guy, but he's scary. Robert's not scary, but Bob Hoskins is scary. I'm like, I wouldn't mess with that guy. I really wouldn't. And I know he has henchmen who do all the stuff for him. It doesn't matter. Even the scene where he's fighting in the pit and he just pulls out the gun and shoots the guy. Oh, you want someone to die? Pop, 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 pop. Just shoots the guy up. Doesn't care. He's getting beat up. He breaks that guy's leg with the nightstick. He could fight. He if he has to, he could get out and scrap a little bit himself. He reminded me of almost like a British version of like the Kingpin from like Marvel, almost. Less of a big syndicate, like a small scale British dirty version, right?
Lowercase K.
Yeah, exactly. So, so I enjoyed him a lot. I thought the performance was good. I gave him a 5. Obviously when it comes down to it, he just gets beat up. And I don't like the ending because you don't know what happened to him. You don't know if he goes to jail. You don't know if he, nothing. He gets hit in the head with a flower pot and then they go to the concert. So it's like, okay, what happened to him? And maybe nothing. Also, as far as villain element, I've got to say, some of the henchmen, pretty cool. I love the bald guy who gets his nipple bit off when they're fighting in the bathroom in that little tiny, it looks like they're fighting in a 6-inch room. That guy was pretty cool. Very unique looking.
I'd get claustrophobia in that bathroom. I couldn't handle that. That's a crazy bathroom, but
the fact that they were able to film an action scene in there, which we're going to get to. Let's just get to action. I give him a 5 too, by the way. I thought he was great. Great lead, great villain. Always makes for a fun time at the movies. All right, action scenes. David, what did you think?
Action scenes, this is an easy 5. The action is just vicious and crazy. Jet Li's just kicking multiple ass all the way through this film. You know, whether he's released or unleashed, or, you know, he starts to become Professor Hulk and he's not quite as vicious, but he can still kick butt. I was totally behind all the action here. Really great fight scenes, great stunts, the broken bones and, you know, the fight in the empty pool or whatever that was with the gladiator style combat. I liked all that. So yeah, 5, easy.
Easy 5 for Dave. Alex, what do you got?
Yeah, I agree. It's a 5. I mean, it started off a little wire worky. I was like, oh no. I was like, don't tell me this movie's going to be like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like it has like that style, but then it just
floaty
in the beginning. Yeah. It did. When he was beating up the henchmen.
There's like 2 parts. Yeah, there's 2.
Yeah. And I was just like, don't do this to me. But then it just, nope. It went straight to the way I like it. You know, when Baja getting his ass beat and I was like, oh my God, he's going to unleash him on time. And when he did, he started fighting in the jewelry thing. And I was like, oh my God, this is dope. Then he locked him in. And I was like, oh, I kind of like it. And the way they did it, I thought it was brilliant. Like the way Jet Li acted in those action sequences is what drew me to it more, because, you know, like he was fighting and he just stays there just looking and dudes are getting their asses beat. And you're like, man, this dude's not even going to help him unless they take off the collar. And when they took off the collar, I know everybody was like, oh shit, you're done. Because that's all he knows. So I kind of like that. And then the cool thing that I really liked about this movie was in the supermarket when he's touching the ripe melons and the dudes are fighting around him and he's not even paying attention. And I'm like, man, that is so cool, because, you know, you're thinking because he's with Morgan Freeman, he's going to protect Morgan Freeman, right? But no, because he still has a collar on. So he's just like, not even, he's like, I got ripe melon. Wow, everything is destroyed. He's like,
this one's right. And he said, it was like, you know, the stuff was going on around you. He goes, yeah, but it wasn't for me. I wasn't.
He's like, no one provoked me. So I was just like, oh,
no,
man.
No one came at me. So yeah, we're good. You guys go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah. So I kind of like that. Like it was a cool thing with him. But yeah, I thought that sequence with the ball head guy was really good. Him putting them in the closet and they start running around the building and they go through the roof and he goes through the chimney and then they start fighting. I thought that all led up to good. I like the whatever the hell, that underground fight pit thing. I like the first one. The first one was really good. The second one I kind of like because he didn't want to hit nobody. He was like, I don't want to hurt you. And they just start beating him. And then he was just like, all right, I got to give these guys a little whipping to get away from me. So I kind of like that. Yeah, I kind of like that. So anyway, I gave it a 5. Thought it was great.
All right.
Yeah. And a little shout out to Scott Adkins in there, because he does show up in that pool scene. He has a little thing out there. And I was like, hey, that's Scott Adkins. He just appears out of nowhere as the fourth guy after Jet Li. Because at first you only see 3. And then all of a sudden the fourth guy appears and that's Scott Adkins.
Good old reliable Scott Adkins, always willing to show up for a fight scene.
And putting a German fat suit and fight John Wick, sure. Go ahead.
Send him a check. I love Scott Adkins. He's great. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to be the one who's going to get mad at guests for this one. I gave it a 4. Please don't kill me. I give it a 4. It's still a very good score. Okay. I'll tell you why. I agree with everything you guys said. I agree. I think the action's great. First of all, I love the technique. It's very more brutal instead of pretty.
Yeah.
Traditional. I've seen a number of Jet Li movies. He's a great fighter and he's known for speed, very fast movements, but very clean. Very like his technique is like perfect. Like it just looks clean and it looks great on screen. This one, it looks dirty. It looks like, he does this thing and he does it multiple times, but I love it, where he just throws 3 or 4 punches in a row. The same exact punch. Just boom, 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 right over top, either left hand, right hand. I love it. I'm like, yeah, that's probably how someone like that would fight. The headbutt, when he headbutts that guy's punch, when, you know, like he's just fighting like a little animal. And I think it's great. Yeah, honestly, he's just like pounding on people. He's crazy. I love the fight at the end with the bald guy. I think the fight in the little tiny toilet it's genius. Because it's shot overhead, either from the side or overhead, and they don't do too much. Like, and you could see what's happening, even though they're fighting in such an enclosed space. Louis Leterrier, say what you want. I like a number of his movies. I think he filmed this fantastic. I think he knew what he had. He's like, okay, we got Jet Li. Let's show people Jet Li doing stuff. There's not quick cuts. There's not that, and it could have been because it's 2005. This is the time where that's how action movies were filmed. Chopped it up, you know, Born Identity style. Not this one. No shaky cam. You could see everything. The reason I gave it a 4 is because the whole middle of this movie, there's no action. There's like a long, and the funny thing is the movie's about 95 minutes. With credits, it's a little longer. But you have like some action right at the beginning, and then you have the big one at the end. And in the middle, while I enjoyed the story, don't get me wrong, but there's not a lot of action there. And then the end, like it's all the action's the same. It's similar. You know what I mean? Like what you get at the beginning is what you get at the end. It's just still great. The choreography is great. But there's not a diversity. There's no car chase. There's no gunplay, really. It's similar fights over and over. So I did like it a lot. I totally understand your guys' 5. I gave it a 4, but it's great no matter what. All right. What did you think of the storyline, Alex?
Okay. Now, I think this is the bread and butter of this film, is the storyline. Now, I know it's written by
Luc Besson.
Luc Besson. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is his best written film. And I know he did. And I like Fifth Element. I think that one is there too.
That's a weird movie.
Yeah, that's a weird movie. But I think that's just another masterpiece of his.
Yeah, yeah.
This one has to be, to me, one of his best written movies.
I think you will love The Professional when we get to that one.
Oh, I never seen it. Oh, but
The Professional is really good.
Yeah. So until I see it, I'll slap that one with something. But this one, I think this is the best one that he written. I cared for Danny. I don't know why, but I cared for him throughout the movie. I said, wow. Morgan Freeman cared for Morgan Freeman, cared for the daughter. I thought they were going to kidnap her from school and he had to do some crazy shit, like chasing them or something. But they didn't do it. I was like, oh, okay. It would have been, yeah. The ice cream scene was pretty cool. It was a very weird, right? For an action movie, it was very heartfelt. And it was hard to say because I was like, you never get that with an action movie. I think we did so many action movies, like we did The Patriot, but I'm not counting army movies. I mean, in terms of purebred action movie, you never get emotionally invested in it. You just watch it for action. At the end, credits scrolled up. You go, this is a great action. You know, it is what it is. This one was very, it was weird. And I'm not going to lie. I got teary-eyed at the end of the movie when she played the mom's Mozart No. 6. I got mad teary-eyed. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I got mad emotional. I was like, this is nuts. Because you felt for the character. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing. Yeah. Like, and the thing, and I think is the story of Danny, because his mom was a musician. Bob Hawkins did whatever he did with her. He killed her, took him under, and then it's like, damn, this bastard. At the same time, it's kind of like a Born Identity type movie because he's trying to remember what's going on and he slowly gets it by listening to music. I thought it was pretty genius. And I think when Morgan Freeman's guiding him throughout the movie, I think it elevated the performance. Like the storyline is really good. Like really, really good. Like them playing the music, like him learning piano, she was teaching him how to play the piano. He finds out that his mom was a genius and behind the piano, and she goes, oh, we can learn with your mom. And then she looked at the music sheet through the, and I was just like, this is really cool. And I did the scene that I was like, oh no, is when he went to the supermarket when he got money and they come back and said, Danny, and I was like, oh no. I was like, don't do this to me. And I was like, take off the collar, son of a bitch, take off the collar. But he had the collar on, so I was like, no. So I was really invested because I was like, no, he'll go with him. But he was like, and in the scene in the car, right? He was like, you know, you always got to stick to family. And he was like, oh, family. And he yanked the thing and then the thing flips, the car flips. And I was just like, this movie is really fucking good. I was just like, so I give it a 5 for storyline. Nice. Yeah, all I'm right. Sorry. Yeah, it's a 5.
You don't got to be sorry. You loved it. David, what do you got?
Okay, so I agree. I agree with a lot of this, Alex. I mean, and with your musical upbringing, I was raised classically with music and piano and orchestra and things like that with my grandparents. So all that, I loved it. I see the special needs in Danny, and I love that aspect as well. I like the story. The story is better than it should have been.
Yeah,
because it has layers to it. It comes in really simple, and I'm like, okay, this guy is just, you know, uncollar him and. And he goes and kills everybody. But then you start getting depth, and you start getting depth and layers, and like peeling an onion, you're like, oh wow, this has really turned out to be a good story all the way through. Now, I viewed this as like if you take the earth and all its flaws, its valleys and hills and all that kind of stuff, and you shrink it down to the size of a cue ball, it's smoother than a cue ball. Right. So if you zoom in on this movie, you can start to see flaws in the storyline. There's some holes in here. But if you look at it with a broad scope, you can really enjoy this story, especially with a first time watch like you had, Alex. So I did not give it a 5 because I'm seeing some of the flaws. I've seen this a dozen times. I can see some issues with the collar and some issues with Bob Costin's character that I'm like, okay, this is giving me a touch of an issue. And then the basic storyline is kind of like the Silver Surfer, where, you know, he's mindless and he's killing for his master, which is Galactus, aka Bob Hoskins. And then a blind person shows him his conscience and gets him to be a good person again. And then he finds out that his master was fooling him the whole time, and he goes after him. So that's kind of the basic plot for the Silver Surfer, right? So I ended up at a 4. Long story, made even longer. I ended up at a 4 here, but I still think it's a great story, and it's a better story than it should have been for this movie.
That last point, and you made it earlier, is I agree with it 1,000,000%. This, I don't remember, you know, I saw this when I was 18 years old. A different person, obviously, 18 versus in my now mid-30s. I don't remember the storyline much because I just remember wanting to see like action. Watching it now, I'm like, why is this movie good? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like, why is this so good? Why is this as good as it is? There's a lot of talented people involved in this movie. The writing is good overall. I agree, because I mentioned it earlier, that collar thing, I had questions. I was like, wait a second, how does this work? Because then the girl takes it off and he don't start karate chopping her right away. I mean, yeah, she didn't whisper in his ear, like kill him or anything, but still, how does that work specifically? I wish they got more into the psychology behind that, but maybe that's asking too much from this kind of movie, and that's fine. You know, at the end of the day, it's an action. I agree with a lot of what Alex said too, though. I think it's very well written. I think it had a lot of heart. That's why I really agree with you, Alex, is like, you don't get many movies like this where they're brutal R-rated action movies where there's like heart to it. And that could be the Luc Besson effect. His movies do tend to have that sort of, even something like Taken. It's got a father-daughter thing. It's, you know, it has elements. This same thing. A mother died. He wants to know why. When he finds out, he's very disappointed. Then he ends up finding out she wasn't a whore, as they said. I like how Carrie Condon won't say it. She's like, she's not one of those ladies. You know, I like their relationship, although I did think it was kind of weird because at first it seemed like she was flirting with him, and then it seems like they're brother and sister. So I don't know what was going on there. Like, it literally looks like she's going to kiss him on the lips, and she kissed him on the neck, which is also kind of, you know, whatever. But then also they're going to like row boats and eat ice cream together, like brother and sister. So a little wonky, whatever. I ultimately landed on a 4 as well. I think it's very good, very well written. This movie has no business being as good as it is. But Alex, I totally see your 5, and I could see other people feeling the same way. I do think it's a very good movie that has a lot of elements you don't normally get in this type of movie. So yeah, very, very surprisingly good in my opinion. All right. Overall, what did you give it, David?
Okay. Overall, I gave this a 4, and this is a, I was kind of interesting, and I think you've got kind of a cake and eat it too situation with this. Like if you come into this and you just want action, you don't care about the story, you just want action, you get a good popcorn action movie, no brainer. You know, you can turn your brain off and just enjoy it for what it is on the surface. But if you want depth, if you want some character development, if you want a storyline, you've got that too. I want a good story. You've got Morgan Freeman. He always elevates the game no matter what movie he's in. So yeah, I gave it a 4 overall. I think it's a good solid movie, even not just as an action movie, but as just a regular movie that anybody can watch.
Well said. Alex, what do you got?
All right. So it was funny, right? With the overall, because I was like, man, how did I feel after the movie? I purchased it on Blu-ray.
There you go. Immediately ordered it.
No, well, I went on eBay and I brought it for like $7 or something like that. I purchased it. I mean, I doubt it's ever going to get any upgrade or anything like that. But I will say this, though, in terms of the overall, I kind of understand what you guys are coming from. But I think when it comes to that collar thing, I guess for me, I just don't need to know why he does what he does, right? Like I kind of understand what you mean, though. But like, I think in terms of the psychological to him, she's not engaging him. Like, so I think when she popped it off, he was kind of scared because he was like, wait, am I going to muscle memory going to hit this girl?
Karate chopper.
Yeah, but he didn't. He was just like, I'm a different person now. And that's what she said. You're different. So she popped that damn thing off and he was. And I think he realized that when he was walking to the street, you know, and then you notice when he bumped into that guy, could have just punched that guy in the face, but he didn't. Well, then again, no, he had the collar there. But there was another instant that he didn't have it, and he could have attacked somebody, but he didn't. And I think that was the thing. Like, it was Bob Hawkins. I think he just kept pushing him with it out. And then he trained him just to, like, it was just like a muscle memory type thing. But again, and I understand what you guys mean. It could be a flaw. It could be. Like, how does this really work? And even people in the movie was asking that. How did you train this guy to be like this? And he never gave it.
Get him young. You get him young and you train and you do it. You know, that's what Bob Hoskins said. You get him young. Like, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then you saw a little bit of it too. When he gave him the red light, he goes, light goes red. You go downstairs and do what you got to do. And he kept repeating and repeating and repeating. And then he was like, okay. And then I kind of liked that scene a lot too, because he was like looking and it's just like a little kid with ADD. Because my kids do that shit. They watch TV and I could just make a noise and they all go, you know what I mean? They look at the TV and then they look and go, oh, I'm going to go over there because I'm just distracted them. Same thing with the music. In the piano. That's what he did. Morgan Freeman's testing the piano and he just looked. He saw the piano. He saw the thing. He saw the piano. And he did exactly what a kid would do. He went to the piano to play the piano. And I thought that was pretty fun when he was like, oh, the thing is, something's going off. And then he ran. I thought that was really funny. But it was just like a little kid's mentality. But I gave it a 5. To me, it's a perfect movie overall.
Nice. I can't debate it. I love it. I'm glad it worked that well for you. That's why I love movies, you know? We see one thing, you see something else. That's how it should be. If everybody saw the same exact thing all the time, there'd be no discussion.
All the movies would be identical.
Yeah, they would know what works if that was the case. They would just, every movie would be a hit. So yeah, I really enjoyed this movie more than I thought I was going to. I know when I picked it, I was like, I wanted to pick it because I hadn't seen it in a really long time. And I knew I was going to be doing some more traditional. Jet Li does have a pretty diverse filmography in that he has that the American action movies, this, but really like The One, War, which we already did, you know, like Romeo Must Die, Cradle to the Grave, that kind of stuff. But he also, before that, has a lot of that traditional Chinese style Fist of Legend, the Once Upon a Time in China series, which we're going to be doing, and then some ones we're going to be doing later, like Hero, Fearless, things like that. So a good, like, I wanted to include kind of a little bit of everything. So,
oh, and he was the Chocolate Mummy.
The Chocolate Mummy. That's right. The worst mummy. The Mummy 3. The Chocolate Mummy. See, he's been a villain. So he's been a villain. He's been a good guy. He's done it all. And so I wanted to do a little bit of everything. So I like this movie a lot. I thought it was great. Overall, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I think I'm keeping it. Talking off air, when I watch these movies for this podcast, if I own it and I haven't seen it in a long time and I don't like it, I traded it. This one ain't getting traded. I would definitely watch this again in the future or show someone who's never seen it. This is a good like movie. Like, oh, you don't really like action movies that much? David, to your point, like, oh, you like stories better? Watch this one because it has a good story. I really enjoyed it. Okay, what is your total points then? I think I know yours, Alex.
Mine's like perfect. 5. It's a perfect movie for me. Yeah, all around. Soundtrack was great. Love the music aspect. And
Massive Attack and the RZA did that. Yeah. Yeah, good music. You're right. David, what was your total?
My total was 21.5.
Okay, we're close because I have a 22. out of a 25. 21 and a half is the lowest. I mean, that's a pretty good movie. We had a pretty good week between Super Cop and Unleashed. A couple of bangers. Now we're going to see if the trend continues next week. I don't have a great feeling about it. I'm not going to lie. Next week, we have a little movie called Jackie Chan's First Strike. It AKA Police Story 4. Okay, we're going to be doing that one. And then we are also going to be doing, this was very on purpose. I scheduled our last Jackie Chan franchise movie with the Jet Li Jackie Chan movie called The Forbidden Kingdom. Now, this is both of them are in it. So I remember seeing this in the theater, and I'm going to save everything else for when we record. So The Forbidden Kingdom will be our next Jet Li movie, but it's also a Jackie Chan movie. So shout out to them. But yeah, that's what we got coming up next week. No guests either. It's just me and Alex.
Aww.
This should be fun.
Oh man, Forbidden Kingdom.
Not that it wasn't fun with David. I'm just saying I want to hear Alex talk about Forbidden Kingdom with no interruptions.
No interruptions. All right, David, plug in your stuff, man.
All right, plugging it in. Faces for Radio podcast at Faces, the number 4 radio on YouTube. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Then you can watch us on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern. Excuse me, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I almost pulled a Rich. And and then you can check our Movie News at 5 podcast, which is running on Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well, there you have it. Thank you for joining us for these 2 episodes. Love to hear your voice again in other future episodes, my friend. With that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. And of course, we have a YouTube channel called the Action Movie Guys. You guys can check out all 365 episodes that are up right now of the podcast. He is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. And our special guest is David from Faces for Radio. Till then, be awesome to each other and geek out.